I sat up late on Christmas Eve with a pile of journal articles, for I had vowed to understand the world of waves and particles. I tried so hard to stay awake, I fought back every yawn. Then my reverie was shattered by a racket on the lawn. By a racket on the lawn. Now who is that on such a night? I stirred with curiosity. Eight quantum elves had just touched down at a fairly high velocity. And then I saw a white-haired man with a banjo and a pick. And I knew in 0.12 seconds that it could not be Saint Nick. This was no Saint Nick, 'cause they were singing
E equals Merry Christmas, Christmas. E equals Merry Christmas Square. E equals Merry Christmas, Christmas. E equals Merry Christmas Square. The mass of X has been calculated, peer-reviewed and celebrated. E equals Merry Christmas, Christmas. E equals Merry Christmas Square.
By charge and spin, it's Albert Einstein, father of relativity. He said, forget about that, I'm here to announce my theory of general festivity. My latest stroke of genius is this finely wrought equation. A happy life is one that's filled with joyous celebration. With joyous celebration. Sing with me.
E equals Merry Christmas, Christmas. E equals Merry Christmas Square. E equals Merry Christmas, Christmas. E equals Merry Christmas Square. C is the speed of Christmas lights. X is the mass of snowy nights. E equals Merry Christmas, Christmas. E equals Merry Christmas Square.
Then Heisenberg and Bohr rushed in.
Don't mind him. Albert is a mental case. He's been wrapping gifts with super strings.
Those tiny 12-dimensional things that
weave through time and space.
Bohr yelled,
three to beam up.
And in a flash they all were gone. But their song, that strangely disturbing song, somehow echoed on and on. They were gone, but it echoed on.
E equals Merry Christmas, Christmas. E